Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. We're cruising this morning. It's a Friday. We're feeling good. We're ready for the weekend. Wiggy, any plans for you this weekend?
I think I'm going to go to the feast tonight.
North End?
North End Feast. Ooh. Yep. My boy Johnny Bach got a stand down there with his shirts, 27 straight. So I think I might go down there, hang out a little bit. I think my boy Danny's coming into town. And then Saturday, Sunday I'm going up to UMass.
I'm trying
to see the boys.
I'm trying a new Italian restaurant tomorrow evening, Capri.
I heard it was good.
In the South End. I'm very excited. Same people that have Prima, Capo.
Got it.
So I'm very, very excited to try that. Anything for you, Chris?
So I'm solo. Jess is going out with moms on the town.
Ooh.
Drinking Friday afternoon. So I'm
with
James.
That's fun.
Yeah, so might do the Children's Museum.
There you go.
Don't go back down that road.
Get might the go membership. Because if not, it'll cost you an arm and a leg.
Right, and then if not, I might go out to get some chicken tenders on Nana and Papa's Dime at Woodland. So we'll see what the day brings. But and then tomorrow I'm with my best friend Ken.
Very nice.
Can't
and I asked Shine before the show what his weekend plans were, and he said working away. Humble brag.
There you go.
Stress bragging, getting ready, gotta pay for a wedding coming up,
Also trying to catch dubs on Call of Dutes.
Yep.
Always trying to catch them dubs.
And we love our Twitchers, so wanted to give them a shout out this morning. Thanks for tuning in. And if you want to watch on Twitch, we're live every day on Twitch and brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. If you are looking for a diamond, please go see our friends at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The team at Springer's takes the time to teach you how to buy a diamond. Visit springersjewelers.com. And we go back to the news, and we have a Disney adult in the news, Curtis. Katrina, a former Disney princess. She went as Rapunzel at Disney World. She cut a fan's meet and greet short after he showed her his tattoos.
Okay.
He was talking to her, came up to her, an adult man.
Grown man.
And said, I want to show you my tattoo. The tattoo was of Rapunzel in the nude.
Okay.
In a sexually suggestive position with her hair covering, her bits.
All right.
We can hear from Katrina on how this interaction went down. Here's a bit from the Disney princess.
I was 19 years old on my Disney college program. I was Rapunzel. A man came in during our fireworks set, so the fireworks were going off. And he came up to me and he was like, oh, Rapunzel, I want to show you my tattoo. And it is a risque, to say the least, photo of Rapunzel. With only her hair, covering her bits. Next, he asks me, well, can we take a picture? And I said, no, none of us are gonna take a picture with you. So he's upset, and he walks to the next princess, and he's showing her stuff, and she just goes, and I'm, explaining to the character attendant. I'm fully out of character. I'm just explaining. I'm like, you need to get a manager. This guy needs to cover up.
The Children's Museum has a very good policy, so there will be occasion where James and I will be there, or Jess and James will be there, and the other arrives, and you have to come down and show that you are with a child.
Yeah.
That you are not going to the Children's Museum without a child being a creepo.
Oh, I never thought of that. That is a great...
It's a great rule.
Yeah.
Right. Same thing should exist at Disney World.
Only problem is Disney's adults like rides. You know, at the Children's Museum, there's real...
No. And you can drink around Disney.
Okay, but then have times where...
Aren't you a big roller coaster guy? Don't you like roller coasters?
I would never go to Disney World just to go on
a roller coaster. But some people like...
Well, I would go to Harry Potter World.
Okay, let me give you this. Perfect. That's right. I don't want to ruin people's day. How about this? There is a part of Disneyland, I'm sure there is a part of Disney World, where it's all kids stuff. Like the Mickey's house is next to Minnie's house is next to the teacups.
Kids section.
Kids section.
Yes.
You can only go there if you are
have a child.
That's where Mickey and Minnie should be.
Yep.
Where they can meet the kids and say hello, and you can have Goofy and Donald Duck and all those guys. That's what you should do.
Kids are also so funny. I was just at one of my best friend's house, and she has three little boys, but it was her oldest, Quinn's, birthday. And for his theme for his birthday, I was like, okay, what should I be dressing up as? Is there a color theme? She's like, oh, thank you for asking. It is Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, and cheetahs. I'm like, so those three? She said, yeah. I said, you know, why don't we do this theme? He said, no, mama. This is the three that I want. So those
were Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. They still big nowadays?
Oh, yeah.
Kids are still into that?
Huge.
Yeah. I didn't know if there was something new that they were into, you know, nowadays.
Yeah.
No, he's we have James sleeps with a life-size Mickey.
Oh, okay.
He will not go to bed without it.
Right. That's nice.
Does he watch Tom and Jerry then if he's a big Mouse fan?
We have like... Tom and Jerry, maybe that's age. I don't know how old you are, but Tom and Jerry.
That's like Cartoon Network, right?
Yeah. It's like little kids.
I know what it is. I don't know. He's never asked for it. Oh. That hasn't come up yet.
Just because he was a Mouse fan.
We're a big Frozen fan.
All right.
Frozen's great.
Elsa's great.
Yeah. Speaking of kids, Al Pacino has announced that at the age of 82, he and his 29-year-old girlfriend, Noor Al-Fala, are expecting a baby. She is 8 months pregnant. This will be Al Pacino's fourth child, with his other three being of the adult age.
This is child
abuse. Did he just have a child?
I thought so, because I thought in like 2022 he announced something. Then I looked into it and it says his other three children are adults. He started dating Noor in 2022. She was basically a child. So
85.
Oh, he's 85?
Yeah.
Damn.
What the hell he's doing?
What in the world? Yeah, that is not...
I think there's got to be a certain age where you should be like, I'm not going to have kids no more. Because, let's be honest, Al Pacino, yeah, hopefully you live to 150, but you're probably not. So, kid, you know, let's say you get another 10 years, you're 95. What can you really do for a 10-year-old? And then, you know, the kid loses his dad by the time he's 15. It's like, you know, it's selfish in the part of when you're older having children that you probably are not going to be around.
Yeah.
I mean, how old is it? So Al Pacino must have an old son that's like 40.
Yeah, probably.
So you have a brother, you're born, your brother's 40 years older than you.
Yeah.
Right.
And you got to hope that he helps out. But also, who knows if the children look at his 29-year-old girlfriend and say, like, we want nothing to do with this situation.
Maybe De Niro just had a kid too.
De Niro did just have
like,
a kid.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Well,
the swimmers live forever.
No, I know that, but it's...
Save that.
It's like, even at 60, if you have a kid, that's still selfish. If you're 60 years old and you're having a kid, it is very selfish.
Right.
You know, I'd even push the limits to like 55, because, you know, don't you want to see your daughter walk down the aisle, your son graduate college, and, you know, hey, let's be honest, if you're a man, your life expectancy is what, 72?
73, 3, yeah, 7, something like that.
So it's like... You know, I don't know. That's
weird. And people will say, oh, he's got plenty of money. It's like, yeah, I got it.
Yeah,
like,
the money, you know, it's not about the money.
It's not about the money. You know better. You've got kids. Your son will never know you as you were as a man.
That's You're sad. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
All right, let's get to the dumbest of the day.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
Curtis, you've got the dumbest of the day today.
I do. I'm just trying to navigate the key word of this. The WNBA's had a object problem.
Yes.
There has been more money wagered on the color of the object than the actual games. Mm. And we now have an answer as to who is behind the pickle dough. Right.
Okay.
After more than a week of WNBA games being interrupted by neon green sex toys, a cryptocurrency group has claimed responsibility. Always
the crypto bro.
Always. Whatever, when in doubt. A spokesperson for the group behind a meme coin called Green Bleep Coin.
Yeah, I don't even know what cryptocurrency is.
Yeah. Can I say Dido?
I don't know. You just did.
Just say big man in the paint.
Okay, but the company's name is that word.
Right. Dido.
Dido.
Oh.
If it's the company's name, I can say it, right? I'm not using the word.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
Let's dodge it.
Friday.
All right.
Yep.
The object coin spoke to USA Today in an interview published today, taking credit for what the group called pranks at six different WNBA games since July 29th. The spokesperson remained anonymous, but lauded the company's ability to get behind it because they thought it would be an easy way to get attention to their company. He said that we didn't do this because we dislike women's sports or the narratives that are trending right now, but creating a disruption in games is something that happens in every single sport. We took advantage of it. So,
but why? Like, it didn't have your company's name on the object. Like, it was just neon green.
Right. I would say that the company probably didn't think this too well through, but we are talking about them now, and they're right. I don't know anything about meme coins. I don't know anything about crypto. I am totally and completely
same.
I don't get it. I barely can understand.
World.
But I feel like even the people that do understand it don't, if that makes sense.
I don't.
Like what's a meme coin? What would I do with it? Where would I buy it?
I think a majority of people have no idea what they're talking about when they are discussing this, but they feel like the need to get on board and they don't want to miss out.
Where can I use crypto? If I have crypto, that's what I would ask, right? So if I wanted to go buy anything, can I use crypto to buy it?
I don't think so. Like, I think you need to withdraw your crypto and turn it in
like a stock.
Yeah, I think,
but I have no idea.
I can understand if you buy Bitcoin, it's just like investing in anything, and then if Bitcoin's value goes up or down, you make or lose money. But
Bitcoin?
You could go online and go and buy Bitcoin online,
right? But where am I using Bitcoin? Where can I spend it?
But where are you going to use stock for Apple? It's the same thing. It's like buying.
Oh, but I'm buying in a stock, though.
Right. So
you Apple product.
You call up J.P. Morgan. You say, J.P., I want to buy $1,000 of Apple stock.
Yeah.
Then in a year, you can sell that Apple stock,
right,
and then you take the money.
Right.
Same
but
thing
I know
Bitcoin.
That what that Apple stock is. It's a product that, you know, there's
Bitcoin's a product. It's a way of people using money. Just view it the exact. I don't know about meme coins, but Bitcoin is the same thing as investing in anything.
Yeah, okay.
So confusing.
Yeah, I'm confused already.
Okay. All right, well, that's the news. Thank you guys for listening and letting me babble on. Thank you. Welcome to my TED Talk. And let's get to what's trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox have the Padres out west tonight, 9:40 first pitch with Walker Buehler getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to Little League, where Braintree went to extra innings with Bedford, New Hampshire last night, and they punched their ticket to the Little League World Series. Congratulations to those guys.
Did they win on a walk-off wild pitch that I thought I saw?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Huh? All right, well,
I just saw a story that said that Mike Vrabel would chop off his manhood to win a Super Bowl.
He did. Yeah, they said that a while ago on Bussin' with the is it Bussin' with the Boys?
Yeah,
is that
that's
what
correct.
They call it?
Actually, repurposed. I might even have the drop. Hold on.
Oh, that'd be
God love him.
Yeah, I like that.
Would
from
you
him.
Do that with you?
No.
Okay.
The Patriots have action tonight. They have their first preseason game with the Commanders, 7:30 kickoff.
Would you cut your off for a Super Bowl?
Yeah, probably.
No. No, I wouldn't, Mike. Sorry.
Well, probably. That's not exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you do one of your balls?
Nope.
The clip is longer, but
nowhere in my man region do I want shop objects.
Well, you don't need both, right?
I'm not sure if you need both, but I mean, I know some people get fake ones if they only have one.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't want no shop objects near my man region.
All right. We will have Mike Vrabel, and we can ask him about it, I guess, on Monday. He's going to join us at 6:30 on this show.
I know this is TMI, but right after James was born, they performed the procedure, and the doctor comes in. Jess has been, like, out of it, right?
Yeah.
Like anybody would be. And she's like, do you have a firm grip?
Oh!
She was checking to make sure the doctor had done it before. I'm like, I think we're okay. Like, I was like, just get this over with. My God.
Did they do it in front of you?
I mean, we're in the room. No, they weren't.
Okay.
He took James, and then James
came
back.
Phew. Elsewhere in football, quarterback Anthony Richardson suffered a broken pinky during the Colts' first preseason game against the Ravens. He's now day-to-day. As for the Ravens, cornerback Bilal Cohn tore a ligament in his left knee. He will be out all season. And over to the Chargers, left tackle Rashawn Slater suffered a ruptured patellar tendon during practice yesterday. That's a season-ending injury just 11 days after signing a four-year, $113 million contract extension, 92 of that guaranteed.
Do you think Parsons plays week one, or is this going to...
Jerry Jones even said he didn't think he'd play. I don't know. I feel like they're both, like, being very, like... Because Jerry Jones said there was a deal out there for him.
Right.
With a lot of money, but Micah Parsons was like, nope. So I ultimately think they get it done. I think Jerry Jones is going to be smarter than that.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's really trying to go after a Super Bowl, don't you want your best defensive player on
the
team?
Didn't Dak Prescott sign his contract right before the season started?
I don't remember. But I ultimately think he gets it done. Either he gets it done or do you actually think they would trade him?
I mean, I can't see that, but Jerry Jones is one of the few people that would be like, sure, why not? Like, I'll get away with this.
If I'm New England, I would send whatever Dallas wanted for Micah Parsons.
And we crap all over the front office ownership of the Patriots, what they spend, all that stuff. At least Robert Kraft is not the GM of the Patriots. Like, Jerry Jones has run that franchise into the ground. Like, the fact that he's still the general manager is insane.
Except he's a pretty good GM when it comes to getting players.
Or he has good scouts.
Yeah, whatever, however you want to say it. When you look at Dallas and the players they get, I mean, he's pretty good at, like...
They draft well, but they don't spend money in free agency.
Yeah, I mean, other than Dak Prescott, right? Who else?
That wasn't even a free agent
right,
signing.
No,
that was the signing of a player.
Was CeeDee Lamb? CeeDee Lamb was their own player. Yeah, I don't know who... Yeah, I don't really like...
Nobody.
Yeah, they might be right. I don't think
like their biggest free agent this year, I think, was maybe Javonte Williams. Like, that's nothing.
Did you have to go back?
Well, I guess they traded for George Pickens, but...
Was DeMarcus Ware drafted by Dallas?
I believe so. I'll double check.
Okay, all right.
Dallas and Pittsburgh are very similar in that regard. Like, they draft well.
They draft well, but they don't sign
top level.
You know what? I never even thought about that. I'm trying to think, like, what's the biggest free agent Dallas signed?
Yeah, DeMarcus Ware was drafted 11th overall by the Cowboys.
Who?
Deion. Is he drafted by the Cowboys? No.
No. Maybe T.O., but I don't. Wow, that's a, like, yeah.
You're going back a ways.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. You're right. They don't spend money on big-name free agents.
All right, well, there's a lot to love about driving a 2025 Subaru Crosstrek. Buy a 2025 Subaru Crosstrek with 1.9% financing for up to 63 months on select models or lease for just $269 per month. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending. When we come back, we're going to get Wiggy's keys to tonight's preseason.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game. I'm not complaining, but it does seem like we're doing extra disco this morning, and I don't know if there's a theme there, Shime, or...
No, just a second disco song. It's just Greg hates disco, so when Greg's not here, I like to mix in a little disco.
And he's supposed to be a music guy. Like, the disco era of music was so many bangers. Like, I don't... You're not a disco fan?
No, I don't know disco. I enjoy it when I hear it, but it's...
You would choose to listen to that?
What, disco?
That song?
Oh, by far. Oh.
Kind of, it's feel-good music.
Yeah, like, disco is the best, man.
I feel like I'm stuck in an elevator.
Really?
Yeah.
It's way higher energy than elevator music.
Have you been on a fast elevator?
You know, way higher.
No.
I mean, you got the Bee Gees, you got Donna Summers.
Donna Summer, as I call her. What is the angrier Greg? Because there are two kinds of angry Greg. We can all agree, sports, fine. But if you question Greg on food or music, he will lose his ever-loving mind.
Probably I think food. More so music.
Yeah, more so music.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think Courtney's
food.
Right.
I think food, because music, he knows that he's had a career in it forever. You know,
but he feels that's more of his... He's also had a career in, like, the food industry, but
that's
music
true.
Is his wheelhouse.
Mm.
Yeah, when Wiggy tells Greg he's wrong about a music take, I think that maybe when he's at his angriest.
Yeah, that's when if I say the disco era of music was good, he'll go crazy over that.
Right. The only thing that I saw make him madder was Sensei's boobs that he portrayed him in.
That was a pretty good sculpture, though.
But those mad boobs made it. Like,
yeah.
That was spectacular.
It was pretty
good. Those were bees.
Okay, I am always looking to learn. I always want to, you know, if I don't understand something, I want to learn about it. Eric's going to explain crypto to us.
Good.
So, good morning, Eric.
Like, we're four.
Yes.
Good morning, guys. So, there's lots of different kinds of crypto, but we'll start with the behemoth, Bitcoin. So, Bitcoin works because there's only a finite amount of it. So, the more that gets bought, the less that there is in circulation. And it works as like a giant computerized ledger. So that's what the miners are doing. The miners are making sure that there's the same amount available each and every time when a transaction is made. And when the miners do that, they get a small reward, which releases more Bitcoin into the market. and eventually all the Bitcoin will be bought up. It's just like a digital asset or a digital token. And as far as like meme coins go, it's just a way to try and really get money. And when a company like this is doing a promotion, they're trying to pump the coin and to increase its value. And people like meme coins because you can get in on it like a penny stock, and it can go 200-300 times in a short amount of time and really get your money back exponentially.
But where can I use Bitcoin? Like, Curtis explained it to me, like stocks, right? Hold on, Eric. Curtis explained like stocks. But with stocks, like Apple, for example, I know what their products are. I know what they do. Like, what is Bitcoin doing, and where do I spend Bitcoin?
So you can spend Bitcoin or Litecoin or Ethereum to use for online anonymous transactions. If you want to buy something that you don't want anybody to know that you're using fiat, you can use Bitcoin, Ethereum, or Litecoin to make that transaction. It's been used famously in the Silk Road controversy. But it's not really used for transactions. It's a store of value. Most people want to save their Bitcoin now. At one point, they tried to get Bitcoin credit cards and Bitcoin ATMs, but they were trying to figure out still what they would do with Bitcoin. And now it's become so valuable, people don't really want to use it as a currency. They're using it as a store of value.
All right. Thank you, Eric. This is why I can't learn anything new, because it's...
Is it just like buying gold and the price of gold goes
up? I don't know,
up?
But Eric is clearly so much smarter than I am. And right. When you're asked to explain something like to a four-year-old,
you still can't even explain.
It was a different language.
Yeah, like
in Twitch chat says it's digital gold.
So, okay, it's digital gold.
So like when you buy, like if you were to go and buy gold, Wiggy, right? Gold appreciates over time. Theoretically, a lot of times it fluctuates, but for the most part, it appreciates over time. That's basically what this is, and then eventually you can just sell it back and get your money.
Yeah. So for you to spend money that you made off Bitcoin, you would have to sell your Bitcoin to then use the money in the everyday world.
Yeah, but you would need somebody that would want to buy it. Like he chimed
in, like a lot of people,
because there's a limited amount, Wiggy.
But you brought
there
up
are
gold.
People that want to buy it. It's like it's just like Pokemon.
But hold
cards.
On, you
there's
brought
a finite amount of Pokemon cards,
right? But you brought up
so
gold.
People buy them. The price goes up.
Shine.
You sell them, and then they
shine.
Wait, but there's not a limited amount of Bitcoin. There's
yes,
a limited
there
amount of meme
said.
Coins that people create.
But he was saying the miners
a limited amount of Bitcoin.
But hold on,
I'm so confused.
You brought up gold,
right? Yeah.
Unless the world collapses,
all that glitters is not gold,
right? No one is using gold.
I agree.
So,
I don't disagree with you.
So the purpose of having gold is useless.
But didn't we have gold to back our currency?
Like that was the original thought, but I don't think that's actually true.
Right.
Anymore.
So like if you had a, you know, a gold bar.
Yeah.
You have to go into a pawn shop or someplace to sell it to somebody
Correct.
Who would want that.
Or you could resell your stuff at eBay store.
Yeah, but
my last two brain cells are like dancing and just not having any idea what's going on. I have
a
popsicle headache.
But the gold was like the currency back in like, I don't know how long ago it was.
Yeah, like gold coins, right?
Yeah, like, but that's what, but now we
By the
don't...
way, Johnny Pops, delicious. Have you ever had one?
No.
They sell them at Target and other places. James is obsessed.
Wait, what is it?
It's just like a like three flavored little popsicle.
Oh,
you know delicious. what they use the gold for now, Courtney? Melt it down, make watches, jewelry, that kind of
fillings.
Stuff, and then sell it that way.
Right.
I'm still confused with the whole Bitcoin thing. Like,
same.
Too.
I'm never going to understand it. I'm never going to be a crypto bro.
And
That's
then he's
just,
like, you
got to
use it anonymously.
Right.
Like,
it seems very shady.
Like I don't know what that
black
means.
Market.
So if I wanted to buy a car, I couldn't use Bitcoin.
I would guess not. Huh? All right, let's get back to sports, and
Please.
We've got a preseason game tonight. The Pats take on the Commanders, 7:30 kickoff. Before that, at 6 p.m., we will see the
sports.
Unveiling of the Tom Brady statue. I'm really – what's our final prediction? Does anybody have a final prediction of what the statue will look like?
Oof.
I think we don't need to worry about his face because I do believe he will be wearing a helmet. And I do think it is going to be what he looks like every time he took the field and ran to the other side. The let's go.
Okay. So
that's my final prediction.
You're thinking it's an action photo statue, but it's not an action of him in a game.
Correct.
It's him running out.
There will not be a football.
Okay.
So I think I'm going with my initial guess. You do see his face. he is holding a Lombardi and it's extended towards the fan. So like the statue is him reaching out with the Lombardi after Super Bowl
51. Do you think they put a shoulder pads and jersey on him?
Yeah, he's wearing a foot. They removed the fact that he was wearing his T-shirt. No, Cowherd would be pissed.
So go ahead.
He's going to just be wearing a Patriots jersey.
Like the shoulder pads.
Yep. With the Lombardi, full jersey, no helmet on, where it's his like slack jaw like this, overlooking the fans.
If I had to lean one way, I'd probably lean to the Lombardi way of what you're talking about. The only problem with that is he yelling? Because then if he's yelling, then there's the possibility of it having the Dwayne Wade statue where you're actually like you gotta make a statue of his face and his mouth open and could take away from his look.
What about the one if they just want to mock him where he has the long hair and he's crying in the Brady documentary?
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Brady 6. What if he's standing on top of Giovanni Carmarzi and all the guys that were drafted ahead of him?
Could do that like a... You know,
or they
like,
show Belichick just saying it was you.
Like an army of darkness. That would be like an army of darkness portrait.
Who's there tonight? Belichick, we believe, will not be there.
No, I really wish that he would. Ty?
Edelman.
Edelman, Amendola.
Oh, Amendola's already here.
Yep. Edelman, we know. We saw him around. Yeah. Probably Gronk.
Is it just Robert who introduces it? Does anybody else speak?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I bet just Robert.
Yeah. I bet it's the usual suspects.
Does Bon Jovi perform? Is that why he was at practice this week?
Probably not.
I think it's probably relatively quick.
Yeah.
And maybe Brady says a quick like.
Does Brady stay for the game or is he already gone?
No, he's gone. So.
Yeah. Maybe he stays for the very beginning so they get like
he's
a shot.
At halftime like Mark Wahlberg.
I think that we get a shot of him like in the suite with Kraft and then he'll be out of there.
Because the game starts at 7:30, the statue unveiling is a what, 6?
Oh, so Vrabel won't be there because he's getting...
No, he's getting the guys ready.
Yeah. All right, I want to know Wiggy's keys for tonight. Wiggy, you got them?
I have a couple keys, and I don't know if they're really keys. It's not like keys to win in the game. It's just keys to kind of what to watch for tonight. So number one. Will Campbell. I think we are all on the same page when it comes to we want to see what he looks like with our own two eyes for the first, you know, because we haven't been down there. We want to see what he looks like in a game. And, you know, it's not a controlled environment in the sense like a practice environment. He knows what's coming. Want to see what he looks like. That would be my number one key.
Number two.
I want to see what the wide receiver group looks like other than Steph Diggs. I don't know if Steph Diggs plays. It maybe plays a little bit.
One series is my
guess. One series, but I want to see what Kyle Williams looks like. I want to see what Javon Baker looks like. I want to see what Jalen Polk looks like.
Kayshawn Booty.
Yeah, Kayshawn Booty to a certain extent. I kind of know what Pop Douglas is, but I want to see what these other guys look like, especially with Drake May.
Number three.
And number three is Drake May and what Drake May looks like with some of those guys. How many, you know, I don't think he's going to play a lot, but how does he look like he's changed in the way he's controlling the game, the huddle, his interaction with Josh McDaniels? You know, I know it'll probably be very basic and very vanilla when it comes to play calling, but just seeing some of the interaction that he has with Josh McDaniels, if there's any opportunity for maybe him to audible at the line of scrimmage.
Why not do a no huddle drive?
I would do that.
Like, see what you got. Get them empowered with
McDaniels. I'd keep it basic. I'd say, hey, listen, you know what we're going to do?
Three plays we'll go into.
Yeah, we're going to go, hey, next series we're just going to go no huddle.
Yeah.
Right? And if we get a first down, we'll continue. If not, we'll go punt the ball and just to see what it looks like, you know? Yeah.
In your mind as a player, what's the most important part about the first preseason game? Because obviously as a fan, you want to look for certain things. Yeah. Is it just making sure that everybody gets through it uninjured?
For a player standpoint. The health, but the number one thing is where are you on the depth chart, right? So if you're a guy like Kyle Williams, you probably know you're going to make the team, but this is another way to show in game that you can make some plays. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's the biggest thing. Now, granted, you might not be going against the other team's ones, but if you get an opportunity to make some plays to show that not only can I do it in practice, but now I can do it in a game-like situation where I got to be able to read and react on the move. It's, you know, coverage is going to look differently. Am I making a lot of mental mistakes? So it's a great opportunity for those guys to actually go out there and the coaches can evaluate what they look like against another team, but it's also your opportunity to show that, hey, I've been making plays in practice, and I can do the same thing, even though it's not a real game. I can make plays in a game-type situation.
Were you ever in a game, like a preseason game, where you performed and you felt like that got you a spot on the team? Were you ever a bubble guy?
Yeah, I was always a bubble guy. Yeah, so I was my whole career was a bubble guy. It was more of the other way for me is when I finally got to the point where it's like, I don't need preseason because I know I'm going to be on the
team.
Right,
with the Vikings.
Yeah, and that was more. But I was always, I remember preseason with the Patriots, you know, and I was a bubble guy. So
Tom throwing to you when he was like the third stringer?
Yeah, we played the Washington. At that time, it was the Redskins. I remember catching a ball from Brady. So it was really about.
So he really owes everything to you.
Listen. All I need is just a little shout out, and I'm happy with that.
Total non sequitur. Another thing Wiggy deserves credit for: Camille and Gronk.
Yes.
Are they ever going to get married?
I don't know, but if they do, I mean, she gives him credit when people ask how they met. She always says Wiggy by name.
Yeah. Right. I mean, who knew?
And she's going to marry the second best tight end in Patriots history.
Yeah.
That is true. First best tight end in NFL history, second in Patriots history.
Yes.
That's interesting.
You know?
True.
And, you know, maybe you could make an argument. Me and Ben Coates are kind of running neck and neck.
Drew Bledsoe's still locked in on Ben
Coates.
Can
you imagine a kid from EC who grew up watching the Patriots having a hand in a monster dynasty? I'm not just talking about Brady.
Right.
We're not just talking about Oakland. Seymour?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I told Bill. He asked me, hey, who do you like better? You know, what's the difference between Seymour and Marcus Stroud? Because I went to Georgia with both of them, and I told him, listen, Seymour's this, Seymour's that. Stroud was a good player, but here's what Seymour.
You said don't draft Isaiah Wynn. They didn't listen.
No, I never said that. But I did also set Gronk up, and his beautiful, is she a fiance or just girlfriend?
No, just girlfriend.
So, I mean, look at the hand that I've had.
He's got to get down on one knee.
Pretty good hand in the Patriots organization.
And Boston sports history.
Yeah.
All I want is a red jacket.
Well, I don't think
you should.
I should
Born and raised, you still are very connected when it comes to Patriots coverage.
Right.
Like, it makes sense.
It ain't even got to be a sports coach. Just give me a red jacket.
Okay.
Right.
You know, let me go in. Absolute.
You want, like, a bomber jacket?
Whatever.
Okay.
Right? You know, I mean, maybe you...
But they should have a snowball. Yes. I haven't been inside the Patriots Hall of Fame. I'm waiting until I get
Treat me like Mary Kay Cabot as a contributor.
Bang. And you won't even rip anybody.
Nope.
Yep.
I know it's sky in the pie, and I've been saying, and I'll keep
saying this. It is sky in the pie. But we should have a snowball exhibit inside the Patriots, the biggest single game
in
Boston sports history.
We do, but it's the Vinatieri kick.
No, it should be all of Wiggy's catches.
Yeah, right? It should.
I feel like I'm a contributor. There has to be a place in the Patriots Hall of Fame, red jackets for contributors.
They say that Edelman has to be in Canton because you can't tell the story of the NFL without talking about Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
The same is true for Wiggy. You cannot tell the story of the New England Patriots without Jermaine Wiggins.
They also should make like a simulation inside in where it's like the snowball and what it looked like if you were on the field.
Ooh, like with the snow
falling. Yes, with the snow falling.
I could do the weather report.
Yes, you could.
And I'll do the voiceover. I know they have Doug Flutie and Big Poppy at Logan. All right, granted, I haven't been able to get Logan. But maybe I could do a voiceover. Welcome to the Hall of Fame here at One Patriot Place. I'm former tight end Jermaine Wiggins.
Yeah.
Today on the right, you're going to see the exhibit of Tom Brady in the huddle. You can actually go in the huddle and listen to a play call. And this was the play right before he threw me the ball where we ended up kicking the game winner in the Super Bowl. So,
wow, I feel like I'm there.
I know, me too. Right? Stacy,
feel pretty good.
Stacy, cut that up. Send it to Robert. Right. Get this going.
I'm just saying, listen.
Just quickly before we move on from this, Shime, it was your lead this morning about tonight's game. Your guy, how much do you think that we're going to see from him, and what do you want to see from him?
Yeah, so I think you're probably only going to get a series or two from Drake May is my guess. Like, no more than that. I would say no more than a quarter, like the first quarter. I expect to see some good stuff. Like, I want to see some passes down the field. I want to kind of see what it looks like with the Josh McDaniels system in place. And then also my other guy, Travion Henderson. Mm. I want to see him get some reps, especially in the passing game. I don't care as much about him actually running the football as I do about him running routes.
And I want to make sure that Josh McDaniels still calls that idiotic draw play on 3rd and 3. That's my favorite.
Or the toss play on 3rd and 5.
Parallel.
Do you think that as soon as Drake May comes out, Will Campbell comes out?
I don't think so. I think Will Campbell needs more reps at left tackle than Drake May needs at quarterback.
Okay.
So I think you could see Will Campbell maybe for an entire half.
Okay.
I'm really excited. I mean, I'm excited for tonight, but tomorrow to see just how much Joe Milton gets in the Cowboys.
Oh, he's
going to
get almost
the
whole game, I bet.
If he plays well. Oh, man.
I understand you're Dak Prescott, but you have to.
He's not worried.
I'm not saying worried, but you've got to look at it like he is all people in Dallas are talking about.
Okay, I was going to ask you that. So is the big talking?
Yes.
Milton in Dallas, like we're kind of doing here.
Yes.
So okay, so Dallas fans are like, oh, this Milton kid is
like excited about
him. All right. Well, then yeah, if he plays well,
people got really excited about him at Michigan, and then he went to Tennessee. And people got really excited
about him at Tennessee. I don't know why you hate him.
I don't hate him. I hate the crazy people who think he's really good because they see a guy who could throw a ball really far and they're like, wow, he's the best quarterback I've ever seen.
Mm. And Courtney, you're right, because if he plays well and they're talking, they already think like Dak is good, but
they just gave him a new nickname. It was like, it's like 90-yard
arm.
Arm, yeah.
All right, well, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, great nickname.
I think that was Travion Henderson's.
Different arm. If you want to talk to us about the preseason game tonight or about even Joe Milton in Dallas tomorrow, you can leave us a Hill note. Go to the Odyssey app and click the little microphone. It's very easy to do. Let us know what you're thinking about. Tell us about your weekend plans, anything. Jackson's going through them right now as we speak. We will be right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Courtney in for Greg. He's probably on his way down the Cape right now. Do we know what ferry he was grabbing, Curtis?
No. I'm surprised he's not flying on a PJ from Norwood, maybe.
Good point. He didn't really specify.
Nope, but either way, I'm sure his place is lovely. I heard only $300 for the whole week.
Oh, wow.
Great deal. Bad.
Very nice.
It's a really good deal.
Yeah, private pool, I believe. He's going to go see the Pops at Jetty's Beach. I think he had some
What's the Pops?
Like the Boston Pops.
Oh, okay.
Yep, they're performing at Jetty's Beach. Yeah. Seems like he has some good dinner reservations. Crew, Galley Beach. I believe he's going to Ventuno, so he's got it all figured out.
Yeah. You know all the spots out there, don't you?
I mean, I'm going next weekend.
Oh, okay.
Lovely.
He did get me a reservation, which I thought was very kind of him. Well,
very generous. Is that your wedding gift?
Yeah, I would take that as my wedding gift. Myself, dating show Mary, is going out. And then Brooke, my cousin, and her best friend, Janetta. So.
What time does it, like, close around there? Is it, like...
I don't know, like, crew 6 p.m. back bar is very fun till, like...
12?
2.
Oh, okay. All right, so there is some places to entertain after 11.
It's a fun island. I think you'd really like it.
No, I'm good.
I haven't been since I was in college, but there was a great drunk nacho taco something place right in the town, right by where the boat comes in.
Mm-hmm. That might be a barbecue. There's a barbecue, backyard barbecue,
they had
I think.
The best chicken nachos at like 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. Holy cow.
Well, they have Millie's still, which is like pretty far out, but that is, you can get it at a food truck at the brewery as well.
I think it's $16 bagel day tomorrow.
No, I don't think so. But Greg's going to enjoy his time. So if you see him out there, give him a big old hug. He's a hugger. We brought it up at the beginning of the show, and I want to circle back because Charlotte Wilder, who has the podcast, I believe it's called The Wilder Things, with The Athletic. She just joined The Athletic, but she's been in the sports world forever. And she talked on her podcast about how she received a phone call from one Jordan Hudson. Shine, we've got two cuts on this, I believe.
That's correct.
Yeah, here's what they had to say about the conversations with Jordan, about Jordan possibly coming on their show, but then finding out that they joined The Athletic.
So we tell her we're joining The Athletic podcast network, and she was not pleased.
She was like, The Athletic's been awful to me. She really hasn't liked the reporting.
Yeah.
It was like a deal breaker.
Yeah.
She said, I don't want to make The Athletic any money.
Yeah.
We were like, it was, I think, too, because we understand media, we were like, this doesn't change anything.
No.
But to her, the principle of it, and she got very hung up about that. In other times, she was talking about, like, can so-and-so use my likeness? Can we, you know, she's sort of obsessed with the legality of you, of what people can use.
Of like her image, how her image can be used, which is interesting considering she has a public Instagram with over 100,000 followers and posts pretty frequently on it.
Yeah. So her whole thing, it's clear that Jordan has her hand on the pulse of what's going on, what's being said about her from all the media outlets. Right. I think she knows who is painting her in a good light, who's painting her in a bad light, who is picking up all of the stories, who's probably staying away from the stories. And if you've rubbed her the wrong way, you're probably not going to get any access to her. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if you're not going to get any access to Bill Belichick moving forward.
How could Bill be this stupid? Like, to allow this person who has no training whatsoever in PR, marketing, understanding anything, to be the, not only like the guide, but the wall with which you are separated from the rest of the world. Like, I just
he
don't...
love.
Yeah. And I also think that Bill Belichick has been screwed so much by people
he's
in
being
the past
screwed by this girl,
but I think he sees it. I think he sees it as she's really protecting him in a way, like she's,
well, I don't care how he sees it, she's not doing that,
but in his mind, I believe he believes that she is protecting him. She's
did he not see the fallout of the Navy tattered sweatshirt, the CBS Sunday morning? He was
no,
a punchline for
yeah,
2 months.
He sees it all, but at the same time, like what you said, he's in love. He believes that this woman has his best interest at heart. And
even when
I,
it's
maybe
been clear she,
hasn't? Well, maybe she
but
does.
But to him, though, it is. She does.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way. See, we see
not it. Talking about this.
And she doesn't really ignore the noise, if we're right. being honest.
No, no. I mean, that's the one thing that when we first talked about her.
Bill's entire, like, legacy is being totally uprooted
no,
by this.
His legacy is not going to be touched, I think, just because
of
who he's dating.
You don't think in
dating.
20 years you're going to see a photo of him in that sweatshirt on that interview looking like he was, like, one flew over the cuckoo's nest?
No, they'll be like, man, remember when Bill dated that 20-something-year-old? And then they'll keep moving on.
Right.
I think that...
Or they get married. Like, it could...
That's
been together,
not happening.
Well, they've been together for a decent amount. They've had, I believe it was 3 New Year's Eves together, is what she posted last year. So,
okay.
I mean, they've been together for a decent amount. This isn't just a flash in the pan. And clearly he is giving her a lot of say input in all of his business ventures. She's not doing anything when it comes to UNC football on the field, but she's in charge of
but
what
that's
that,
most guys. Most guys right. that are in a committed relationship.
But that's what I'm saying. It's committed. It's not just a random.
No. And I agree with you on that.
If you were to view this from afar, we believe that they started dating when he was here with the Patriots, say 2021, 2022.
Right.
How is his public image gone from 2022 until now? Good, bad, or indifferent? Better, worse, or the same?
It was good because the dynasty, I think a lot of people felt like, you know, they felt sympathy for him. Like they felt like
they wanted to stand up for
him. And I think with the relationship, I think people are just like, wow. First off, they're like, yeah, Bill, you're 70, plus 70, and she's early 20s, and that's a little shocking. For we just talked about Al Pacino, right? So that's going to always shock people that you're in your 70s and she's in her 20s. So then once we kind of got past that, it's like, all right, so he's so goo-goo-ga-ga in love with her that, you know, she does this.
So has his image in the public been better, worse, or the same since they started dating?
It's been, well, not since they started dating. Since they've been publicly out together, it's become worse.
Right. And so my question would be, why would his daughter-in-law be so public in her disdain for this person if she and others believe she had the best interest at heart for
how old's your dad?
My dad just turned 75.
Okay, if your dad started dating a 24-year-old, you probably wouldn't like her either.
Well, right, but I
because that's just like the.
But that's not. But that she's not her dad. Like that would be like Jess being mad.
All right,
at
but
dad.
That's how it would be. Yeah, I bet Jess would be mad because it's like, what's your dad doing? Like that's just the natural reaction of the in-law or you know the daughter-in-law or the son or the son or whatever it is for be like. Your dad's in his 70s or your mom's in her 70s dating this 25-year-old, I think it would be like, what are they doing?
And that's confusing as well because they have to see each other quite a bit. I mean, Stephen works for Bill at UNC now. So
you don't.
If he was dating someone the same age, everything's the same, and he still had bears. Like, I just think everything would be the fact that it's not only the person he is living with and in love with, But this person has assumed control of his entire public life.
Well, so she talks about this. Shyam, do we have time to play the quick cut? She talks about the fact that he everybody loved his social media until they found out that she ran it.
You know, he once gave a press conference where he was dear job was his slogan when Bill Belichick has been famously anti-social media. This is not a man who has been known for his eloquence in front of a microphone or his desire to speak to the public.
No.
So he joins Instagram, and there are a couple posts too that just seem, there was one with like a crackly green background.
Yeah, it was like a Canva background, and I was like, does Bill Belichick know how to use Canva? Like, what is happening here? And so we just suspected like Jordan was running his Instagram account, which she was.
She also loved that we had said that she is Bill Belichick's Tree Payne. Tree Payne is Taylor Swift's redheaded publicist, because I am.
Which, iconic. And you know what? She is. I still stand by that.
And she said everybody loved Bill's media presence before they found out I was behind it.
Which is true. Bill Belichick joined social media and people freaked out about it, loved it, thought everything about it was great. They found out Jordan was the one running it, and now it's like the biggest joke of all time. To compare yourself to Tree Payne is wild.
I have no idea who the hell Tree Payne
is. I like T-Pain.
Tree Payne is like the Taylor Swift manager, like extraordinaire. Like she is.
Is this person? Do you believe Jordan is tethered to any form of reality?
I think that
Courtney's answering. That's enough.
No, I want to say yes because it does seem like she. She puts a lot of time and effort into helping, like, the fishermen. Like, she has these things from her hometown in Maine. Her dad was a fisherman, where it does seem like she's still tethered to reality of her upbringing. But at the same time, I'm sure it's hard to be tethered to that reality when you are dating Bill Belichick. And you've gone from literally a college graduate to running his, like, entire media persona.
Here's the difference, though. I think that's what she wanted all the time. She wanted that from day one. When we used to say she wanted the clout, people were like, no, she's in a history. She just wants to be left alone. No, she, like any early 20s, 24, 25-year-old who's dating this famous older man, they welcome all of that. Oh, I'm his publicist. I'm doing this because they get clout for that.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Call us. Let us know your thoughts. We'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.